It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez appeared in Jennifer Aniston's latest Lola V hair care advertisement, and the Friends star used her Lola V products on his hair like she did it herself.
Wow. God giveth, huh?
I mean, just separating the nest back there?
No, I didn't realize. Creatures. That's a good. Get you. Spree down here, huh?
A little tangle.
When you have all this beautiful product in your hair, you can brush it through so easily, like it's spun silk.
Oh, wow. It feels the softest it's ever felt. It's the softest my hair has ever felt.
Yeah, I know. It's probably the cleanest his hair has ever felt. Selena and Benny later left with clothing items from Jennifer Aniston's closet. Like, who does that? Actor Tyler Mane started chemotherapy this week for breast cancer. You heard me right. Only one in 750 men get it, but men do get breast cancer. Tyler played Sabretooth in the original X-Men movie and Michael Myers in Rob Zombie's Halloween films. Shaquille O'Neal revealed his freshly painted toenails during an appearance on someone's, I don't know, weird podcast.
I'm telling you, my toes are beautiful.
Okay, let's see.
That's all, yeah, just rub them.
Wow,
you got teal.
Yeah, you see that polish.
You have nail polish on there. What happened? Does that hurt?
No, it don't hurt.
Nail is like, ew.
No, my nail is beautiful. You have some ugly feet.
I have ugly feet?
Look at that.
She didn't have ugly feet. Kaley Cuoco and her husband are expecting their second child.
Switching gears, the Vatican just announced that earlier this week, Pope Leo met with Bad Bunny. After being forgiven for his sins, he's now just Bunny. Oh.
Tracy Morgan went off on teachers, and it was not a good look. Billy Ray Cyrus said he almost died in 2024 from a bout of sepsis, but he didn't. If it weren't for a miracle from God that he prayed heavily for.
I got really sick and almost died, but my body was blowing up. And if it had erupted, I would have died. Lo and behold, they was going to do one last surgery. I got to the hospital. They said, Mr. Cyrus, it's gone.
Yeah, he suffered vocal paralysis as well. His first album in 14 years, The Hill, will be released on June 16th. And David Beckham will get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame tomorrow. His son, Brooklyn, is expected to snub him. The teaser trailer for The Social Reckoning, that's Aaron Sorkin's sequel to The Social Network, is out. Jeremy Allen White stars as Wall Street Journal reporter Jeff Horowitz on a mission to expose Facebook's secrets 17 years after the original film's events. Take a listen.
Spell your name and state your current occupation for the record.
MarkZuckerberg.
And your occupation?
I'm a professional defendant.
I ran classifiers on political groups where 30% of content hits multiple risk factors.
Hang on, I don't understand what you're saying.
Aren't you a tech reporter?
Ish.
Ish?
These guys are counting on the next round of congressional testimony to make you likable, Mark.
I'm happy to lend a hand, but I think you're doomed.
You think? The Social Reckoning premieres in theaters October 9th. And I got a dirt alert. Oh, it's not that much dirt. Cardi B visited Five Below for the first time after her daughter Culture repeatedly asked to go to Five Below. And so Cardi B documented it on Instagram. Well, of course she did.
I did not know that Five Below was like a kid store. This is dead a kid store. I thought this was like almost similar to a 99 cent store, but it's not. It's everything kids, candies, toy stuff. Like, I'm loving this. I don't know. I've been rich for too long, guys. I ain't know nothing about no Five Below.
She cracks me up. Oh, you can take the girl out of Brooklyn or the Bronx or wherever it is she's from, but you can't take it out of her. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?